Welcome back to the Sabre Gamecast. Today, we're here with Jacob Wiggs and Reeves Israel. We're running Sabre Gamecast for all the JV games this season. Today, we're going to be connecting an in-school interview with Hudson Sauer. Hudson Sauer, how are you feeling about the first JV game today?
Dude, you know, I mean, starting at first base, you know, I'm feeling really comfortable out there. You know, the situation, this... anyway, you know, I'm feeling real comfortable with the plate, maybe. I don't know, dude. Depends. The swing's feeling good, you know, but I think we're all having the chemistry going and stuff, so I think we're going to get a dub.
But let me ask you a real question. How has Perry Morlando impacted your swing recently?
Dude, it's, like, unbelievable, man. He's just been helping me so much. Now, the biggest helper has been Carson Bowman. I mean, it's unbelievable the strides he's made for me with the helping my swing standpoint, you know.
Yeah, I love to hear that. We'll be connected to more in-school interviews today, and this is Sabrecast signing out. What's up, Sabre Gamecast? I'm here with Aaron Gillum. At lunch today, we're doing a little pregame interview. Aaron, what position do you play on the field?
Center field.
How do you impact the team in a positive way?
I like to go out there and lead by example. You know, show the younger guys out there just how they can get better on and off the field.
What's been your favorite memory from the season so far?
This is my first year at Southside, so just building relationships and friendships with all the guys on the team is probably one of my favorite memories.
All right, I appreciate your time. This is the Sabre Gamecast back with Tucker Sipper here, starting shortstop for your Southside Christian Sabre JV squad. How are we doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
How are you feeling about the game tonight?
I'm feeling pretty good. I feel like we're going to go out there, play good, and we're going to get the W.
How do you feel playing defense behind Will Nally on his birthday?
I feel good. You know, I played the first game. I made every play. You know, I feel confident going into this game. I feel that I'm going to back up my pitcher.
Love to hear that. How are you feeling about your opponent tonight, the Anderson Cavaliers?
I don't know about – I haven't heard about them, but I know my squad's going to go out there and dominate.
Love to hear it. Thank you for your time, Thursday. Sofer.
Thank you.
What's up, Sabrecast?
What's up, Sabre Gamecast? It's Jacob Wiggs here.
What's up, Sabre Gamecast? It's Reeves Israel.
We're here for the first JV baseball game of the season. JV against – JV Sabres against Anderson Cavaliers JV. Starting behind the plate, we have Cole Brancati. Starting at first base, we have Hudson Sauer.
Starting at second base, we have Will Swanson.
Starting at shortstop, number 4, Tucker Siffrey. Starting at third base, number 8, Asher Bocanegra. In left field, your designated fielder, number 8, Lucas Kreider.
And in center field, we got Aaron Gilliam, number 1.
And in right field, we have Cash Connor. And the umpire just gave us his seeds. And starting on the mound for your Southside Christian Sabres, the birthday boy, Will Nally. Nally. Nally.
Caden what?
Davis?
Batter for Anderson Cavaliers, Caden Davis. We have Will Nally on the mound on his birthday. How are you feeling about Will today, Reeves?
Feeling solid, man.
I know in the past he's had some back issues, some back injuries, but we're just hoping for the best today. I got faith in him too, man. Anderson Cavaliers looking like a solid squad. Should be a pretty good game today. Nally, come set. The kick and the pitch. Strike one absolutely swords him. That was, wow.
That was something right
there. That was something else. Beautiful day for baseball here.
This could be a quick game, fellas.
Nah, this would be a good game. My glorious king, Carson Bowman's not in the field, though, so. Another beautiful pitch by Will Nally, called strike two.
He's looking a lot like Carson Bowman up there, throwing strikes down the middle.
Absolute ched. As Hudson Sauer said it best yesterday.
We got Barry James.
Perry Morlando at first base.
Perry James.
Wind up and the pitch, strike
three.
Wow.
Debatable.
That's a good. That's a close call. That's for sure right there. And we have Coach Clint Nally staring us down as we speak. Umpire gave Reeves his seed. 1-2 count. Kick and the pitch. Ball low.
Not bad. Good miss.
Not a bad pitch. Good miss. Could be better, honestly. Wow. I mean, this is just... Kick and the pitch. Ball high. Kill the bird with that one.
It's killer to go 0-2 to 3-2, man. Gotta work back.
Can't lose that one. I can't lose this one, man. Going around the horn. I mean, what do we have to say about Hudson Sauer? Oh, kick in the pitch. The 3-2 on its way. Wow. Strike three called. Got him looking. Hudson Sauer, beautiful throw on the horn. Nothing on the horn. Nothing like...
Hudson Sauer looking a lot like Carson Bowman out there, just slinging balls around the
park. Like Garrett last night, like we were talking about. But looking like Perry. Nally, set with one out. The pitch. That's a strike called. Wow, or not. I mean, that's a good pitch. I don't really know what was wrong with that one. I couldn't tell me. I didn't see it. Did you see it, Reese?
Not one bit.
Wow, that's something else. That's for sure. This umpiring crew may be terrible. Foul ball. Fouled back off into the backstop. Got a catcher behind the plate, Cobra and Cotty. I've heard he's had some issues at school recently.
Oh, really, man? What happened?
I mean, I just heard there was a little incident in the lunchroom with throwing Skittles and eating corn dogs. That's all I have to say. But, Now he's ball low. Goes to the backstop. Anderson Cavaliers player does not know to go get the ball. That's okay.
It's okay. We all learn.
I can definitely hear it.
A little quick fact about Aaron Gillen, our center fielder. He actually created this podcast. Strike two called. Back to a 2-2 count. Even it all up. Gillen looks over here. I don't know what he wants, but he's over. He's looking over here. Incoming, we have a middle school baseball player, Gibson Askew. Welcome to the show, Folt. Line up, kick the pitch.
Oh, guys.
Hey, guy.
By chance, what is he doing?
This?
Is this the podcast?
This is the podcast.
Yeah, this is the podcast. Gibson Askew, what are your thoughts on the middle school team this season?
We're looking pretty strong.
Nally, strike three call. Got another one looking.
We're off to a strong 3-0 start. We're looking to get our fourth win on Thursday at don't know time yet. TBD.
Nally currently throwing a perfect game.
And Coach Will Nally is
two batters.
Will Reese.
Wait, would you
also were supposed to say Will Nally?
Also incoming, we have Luke Freeman, our head coach's son. And Kay Davis, whose brother plays at Anderson. Wow, what a stud. Cade, come over here for a second. Let's do a little interview. Come over here. Okay, what are your thoughts on having to live up to the expectations of your brother and also playing first base and having to live up to the expectations of Carson Bowman?
I personally think Carson's trash.
That's crazy. I would never say that. All right, that's enough out of you. Don't talk about my glorious King Carson Bowman like that. Ooh, nails, ball in the dirt, nails Brancati in the mask. That did not feel good. I can tell you that for sure, folks.
Tubbs at first is looking really good today.
Hudson Sauer's nickname is Tubbs, as he often resembles the shape of a bathtub. Well, 2-1 count, two outs, top of the first. Nally, come sit. Wind up and the pitch. Ball low. Another ball to the backstop.
Wow.
Really need some better blocking. 3-1,
we gotta work back here.
3-1, batter's looking for that. Looking for that fastball. Reese, what do you look for in a fastball? What do you look for in a 3-1 count?
A fastball.
What do you look for in a fastball?
A 3-1 count.
Man, I gotta ask, what's your favorite count to hit in?
Man. Called strike two, back to full. I hear kind of hitting, man. I mean, probably 0-2, honestly. Just the pressure's up against me, back against the wall. You know, I dig my hole. I don't pray for it to be dug.
I gotta say.
Dude, I'm not gonna live like that. I like that.
Another one.
What was it? I dig my hole. I don't pray for my hole. Wait, what was it again?
You have to dig your own hole instead of praying for yourself to dig it.
You don't lean on a shovel and pray for it to dig a hole for you.
See,
you lean on a hole.
Sorry, we just had another ball hit over here. That's the only... Now, like, kick pitch, 3-2. Ball low, walks
perfect
the three
game
hole.
Is gone.
No hitting. So loud.
That's it, it's a great inning though, so far.
Luke, stop.
8-2.
Luke, stop. How do you even know it's 8-2?
There goes the perfect game. There goes the perfect game from Mr. Mallon.
It's okay. We got two outs. Easy way. Have a vertically challenged solo up to the plate.
Pretty wide, too.
Sauer holds him on. Big lead over by 20 at first. Wow.
Hold on. 34 might be Tubbs'
stop, team. Luke.
34 might be...
We're posting this. Good pitch. It's a cold strike.
I gotta say, Aaron Gilliam, the center field, is looking great today.
Looking great today.
Looking very stiff.
So is the flash and right.
Yeah, actually, our right fielder's name.
Our right fielder was in the Junior Olympics.
He's a gold medalist.
That's a fun fact. Foul ball back to the plate. 0-2 count on number 34.
We go 1-1. Yep.
So here we go. Now it comes set. 0-2 pitch, two outs.
Oh. Fouled off. Good battle. It's a good at bat right here. Nally touching his back like it's hurting. Hopefully that's not the case. We'll be conducting an interview after the inning. Nally, come set. Pick off.
Pick off at first. That was a good idea, but.
Close play.
Good play right there.
Very close play at first.
I think I heard Hudson fart on that one right there.
I'll tell you one thing. That tag was no Carson Bowman tag. That's for sure. That's one thing I have to say about that. You know, as a personal Carson Bowman fan myself, where do you see him excelling the most at? The high school level, the college level, or the pro level?
I gotta say. I think you will.
I actually asked you which one.
I think you will at the college level. Personally, what do you think?
Fouled off. Still a 1-2 count.
Great at bat.
I think Carson Bowman will excel at all levels because Carson Bowman is my glorious king. Our first baseman is actually personal friends with Perry James Morlando of Somerville High School.
Well, too bad he doesn't play like this.
1-2 count. Ball two.
Tubbs' batting stance kind of resembles PJ's a little bit. You know, he's got a wide no stride.
Absolutely.
He's got a wide no stride, you know. I think he's been hitting with him. Maybe he'll hit a bomb.
We will see what happens. Now, comes set. 2-2 count. The birthday boy. Wind up and the pitch. Ball high. Another 3-2 count. Can't work herself into these 3-2 counts. She's not going to live here on the JV team. Not going to live. Got to throw strikes. Let your defense make plays.
Runner, advice from DJ, please.
If the runner is half smart, he will be stealing here. Line up and the pitch.
The smartest team, I got
ball four. Back-to-back walks with two outs. Not ideal for Nally.
I gotta ask, man. Why is our runner not stealing?
Man, I honestly think it has something to do with just game awareness.
But, I don't know.
Yeah, man. Game awareness just isn't.
No, I think that's not game awareness. I think that's more IQ, you know?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. But, regardless of the fact, he still walked, so wasn't hurting the process.
We got two threats on the base pass right now.
Lineup and the pitch for Nally. Ground ball. Siffrey, short.
He bobbles it, but makes a
makes
perfect
the play. Tubbs with the catch.
Let's go, baby.
And there's three outs right there.
Boy. I gotta say, that was a smooth play right there.
That was beautiful. I took her Siffrey. And coming in, Aaron Gillum. Walking in the dugout, looking flowing behind him, looking absolutely amazing. Ready for your first at bat, number one? Hey, let's go. He said, yes, sir. Let's go. On to the bottom of the first.
Hear that?
Now batting for your Southside Christian Saber is Will Swanson.
It doesn't matter. You know, Will.
Dog pound, barking their lungs out. You know, Will Swanson, man, big ace baseball guy.
This is his first year, just a transfer in. Let's see what he does in his first debut.
Transferred in from Malden. First pitch, swinging. Ground ball, third base, bobbles it.
It's through his legs. He's
safe at first. I would have hustled that one out, Swanson. Swanson with a white helmet. A bit abnormal for the Sabres, but looks good nevertheless.
He looks like a white logo on his
head. But by all means, got to reach first.
And by all means, got to reach the bag.
Doesn't matter how you get it done, as long as you get it done.
Sounds so unclean. Now batting for your Southside Christian Sabres, Cash Connor.
Swanson was literally done.
He showed him his mom.
Cash Connor.
Who are you fooling?
Cash Connor, batting with a nice walk-up song. Swanson leads over at first, looks at his card.
Swanson's not even looking.
Swanson has his batting gloves in his hand, was looking at his card. Don't know what we're doing here.
Pickoff move, and he's gone.
Pickoff move, and he's out of here, folks. Swanson, big lead. Looks like he's stealing. Cash, where's
gone.
The bunt?
He's gone.
Oh, he's stealing.
Hey, guys, I'm calling a slash.
He's a little twitch. He's stealing.
I'm calling a slash bunt right here. Or a big lat.
No, I like
drag.
That. I like the slash bunt.
Or like a big
if we have any
back.
Game awareness, we'd be picking off.
The no game. Oh, almost hits Cash Connor. Ball is dropped. I repeat.
Catcher had an unclean transfer. It's very easy.
No, man. That's just what's going to happen. That's the little thing he's got to do to win the game. Throw the guys out in a second. Make the good play, you know?
Y'all play tomorrow?
I think so.
Hi.
Play tomorrow.
Ball high. There we go. 3-0 count. Connor, 3-0 count.
Cash the flash.
Swanson leaves off second. Big lead over there. Outfield's playing pretty deep to left, not very deep to center, and medium deep to right.
Wow, great pitch down the middle. That's the one you want to hit right there.
Hold strike one. That's the one you got to attack. That first pitch, that first strike fastball.
I'm not mad at a 3-0.
Yeah, you can't blame him for the 3-0, but.
And then
me personally, I'm taking a green light there. Yeah. 30 comes set, and the pitch takes the slide step. Cash swings, ball hit the third. No look back. Out at first.
Hey, we'll do a job. We'll do a job.
Attaboy.
He did his job.
Move the runner over.
Hey, moving the runner over. That's all you got to do in that situation.
See, that's just good baseball.
See, a backside ground ball might have helped a little bit. Like, it might have had him more sure, but whatever gets it done.
Now batting Aaron Gillum.
His first AB. He's from Elka up in Georgia.
No walk-up song.
Aaron transferring from ELCA. Called strike one. Not too sure about that call.
Questionable call.
30 comes set. Aaron just needs to do his job here. Pitch. Oh, fly ball.
Definitely doing this.
Deep to center field.
If we're smart, we're tagging.
The catch man center. Tag. No contest. Attaboy, Aaron, do your job, babe.
Hey, way to do a job, kid.
Attaboy! That's what you do right there. That's baseball.
That's one run right there.
That's baseball. If you know baseball, that's baseball.
Six.
Now batting your catcher, Cole Brancati.
See, here we go. I really like Cole's swing. It's very nice and complex, nice and tight.
What a hack. Wow.
It's a hack right there.
That's the first pitch hack you need to have. Not that first pitch take mentality. See ball, hit ball. Fastball, hit ball.
Hey, good sack, boss.
Hey, wait, do your job, attaboy.
Hey.
Sack, boss.
Strike two, call to Brancati. Hey, get your glove. 0-2 count, two down. Sabres up 1-0. 30, come set. Will he follow up a fastball? He does, fastball called, ball one, low. 1-2 count. Aaron Gillum is walking over here. Okay.
Great attack fly.
I would do your job.
We'll take that.
See, these guys look good at the plate, man, but they're no Carson Baldwin. Brancati fouls one off.
Way to protect. That's what you got to do in that 0-2 count.
There's two. It's 1-2.
Even if you're an 0-2, though, you got to do that.
See, with two strikes on you, man, you just got to work. Asher Bocanegra on deck, fresh off a breakup, going through some.
I don't know if we should be sitting.
Going a little. Heart like, been broke so many times.
He's on a demon timing right now.
Ball high to Brancati. See, I would never pitch Bocanegra right now. It's just going to leave the yard immediately.
No,
never mind them. Brancati swings and misses strike three. Does not. Wow. Not appropriate language right there, but that'll be the first inning. Score, Sabres 1. Anderson Cavaliers 0. Jason Simpkins over here. How are you feeling today, Jason? He's warming up Aaron. He's actually DHing today. He's not loving it, but you gotta do what you gotta do to help the team, you know? And we're back, Sabres, with the third.
Three because I just grabbed one for everyone.
Okay. For everyone.
And top of the second, Severs. Top of the second. Nally, wind up and the pitch. Ball low. And got to hit first pitch strikes. He's as an infielder, as a shortstop. How much does it help you out knowing that you guys throwing strikes and making balls in play?
You know, it feels much better. When there's nobody on base, you don't got anything to worry about. Stress relief, you know, it's just chill, you know?
Gibson, there's currently a JV soccer game going on. Your girl is playing in that JV soccer game. Why are you not there?
My girl is currently not playing in a JV soccer game. Actually, I do not have a girl right now, so...
I heard different.
That's why I'm not over there.
Oh. 2-1 count. Now it comes set. And the pitch. Strike a pitch. Or not. Wow.
Y'all are talking?
Is it just been talking?
Ball four.
Talking,
Nally walks him. No, man. If I'm Nally here, I'm just looking to put it over the zone.
Dude, if I'm Nally, I'm picking off right here. Cause
You gotta wonder, is that back still bothering him?
Yeah, after his, like, little grab of it, I mean... God, this is kind of weird.
Nally, come sit. Good pitch. Called strike one. There you go. That's the start you need right there, man. Dude, they're his seeds. Why are you eating this? Yeah. Gibson, put him down. Dude, go on. Put these back in there. Gibson just stole the umpire seeds. Strike two, swing.
He's, like,
he's looking over here right now. Close the thing back up.
There was opening.
Line up and the pitch. Nally, strike three, swinging. That's what you need right there. Three straight strikes, man. Throwing that ball over the plate.
I think Kevin's about to steal here. He just had a quick conversation with his coach.
He has been twitching a little bit.
I don't think he knew the signs. I think he was clarifying.
You know, if he does steal, we'll have to see that Brancati arm. Come set. Oh, yeah, he's going. Oh, no. Wow. Took a very interesting first step to not be going.
Yeah, he's twitching a lot.
What's going on there? But you never know. It is Anderson. Now it comes set. Oh, wow.
Awkward swing there.
Awkward swing. Almost got hit by the curveball, but ends up making contact. Guys, it is not. This is not fake news. Carson Bowman just sent me a Snapchat. This is just unreal. Tubbs is looking good over there at first. Looking very PJ-like, very Carson-like. Nally, and the pitch. Runner! Aw, bad pitch. Easily safe. Might have been safe with a good throw as well. Good wheels by seven. Runner on second. One out. 1-2 count. Nally. Come set. The kick. And the pitch. Strike three called. Add another backwards K to his name. We have two down.
I didn't have to talk to Tucker.
Woo! See, man. Aaron Gillum just looking so good out there.
Him and Cash, and Kreider, that's a pretty good outfield right there. This is a no-fly zone.
Yeah, I'd call that a no-fly zone if I was me.
You know, it's almost like Colby, Steven.
Oh, ground ball, Siffrey.
Oh, Tucker.
Routine play. Good play, stretch by Hudson. What a play. That'll be three outs. Good pitch, good play, good catch.
Yeah, I was thinking, is it just a regular ground ball?
Yeah.
There you go, Aaron.
Gillum walking in. Gillum looking good. Hey, how are we feeling right now? Gillum's feeling good.
So boring.
Recording?
I'm recording now. Will Nally. Looking so good with D1 batting gloves. How are you feeling about pitching performance today? How are you feeling about pitching performance so far?
Good.
Feeling good?
Yeah. Changeup sucks, though.
No, dude, any thoughts or comments?
They're trash.
All right, birthday boy with the wise words. Hey, go get a hit, man. Go get a hit.
Okay, this ball's gone already. I can already tell.
Now batting. Asher Bocanegra.
You know, he's on his demon timing today. Some unfortunate things happen.
You know, life goes on.
Is that the song?
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
He played it for like 3 seconds.
You know, man, Asher just not having a good week, but, you know, I'm honestly so confident. I'm confident in his bit. Yeah, I'm confident. Oh, yeah. Hey, ball. Oh, yeah, that's burning him. Oh, yeah. Get in the. Oh, yeah. Wow. Asher, right on the base. Going second.
All I can say is wow.
Oh, yeah.
All I can say is that ball is I thought he was about to do the sketch thing.
Honestly,
I thought he was about to check eagle.
That was honestly a great hit. Should have been a flyout, but all right, here we go. This is just absolutely. That was just. I told you, man, demon time. Now batting Tucker Siffrey. Look at this metal background, Tucker Siffrey. He's a Padres scout team member. Called that's strike a bit man. Low. He's a Padres scout team member. His brother. He told me he's ready for this game today, man. We had a little pregame interview with him. Oh, ball taken high. Radar gun says 52. Must have been a curveball.
Or that's just
Siffer's brother, Dawson, plays at JL Mann High School and is an absolute unit. Pitch. Siffrey, grounds, base hit, backside, that's in the gap. Oh, he's running for days. Get on two. Asher Bocanegra scores. Siffrey slides in a second. Siffrey with a tough double selling, man. Wow.
Wow, I mean, I could only dream of being like him one day.
What a hit that was. That was backside, baby. That's what you're looking for in a hitter right there. Backside.
Ground ball through the gap.
Will Tekka.
Oh, we got Jason Simpkins up the bat. With a custom video. Is that a custom voodoo? Or no, he's not using it.
Jason Simpkins, now up to play. DHing for Lucas Kreider today. Pitch, ball high.
69 miles an hour on the radar.
69, looking. That's, well, that must have been the FB, the fastball.
We got pitch number 2 to Jason.
Simpkins in the box. The pitch.
Oh,
what a hack that was. You know, good pitch to swing at, man. Little inside fastball, just missed it, you know, but I have confidence. We'll get the next one.
He's a fastball hunter.
He hunts the fastball very well, man. And that's what you're looking for in a hitter. Simpkins. Ooh, wow.
48 on the
called ball in the curveball. That was definitely a strike, but we'll take what we can get.
We got Tubbs on deck.
Hudson Sauer on deck. Very similar to PJ Morlando. Jason, swing, foul back. See Gibson, did I hit the plate there, man?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It bounced right back up.
Y'all didn't know, this is Gibson Askew. He's a special guest. He's a... He, in fact, is the starting middle school catcher.
Yep.
Let's go. Jason Simpkins in the box.
He's actually a star most
30 comes set. And the pitch. Called strike 49. 2.
His
called strike 3, man.
Consistent 49.
I don't know about that call, but I also don't know about a call before that.
I also don't know about looking at that one, though. You know, two strikes, gotta protect.
Two strikes, you're right. You do gotta protect right there.
But you know, we'll get it next time. You know, we're only a second inning. He's definitely got another bat in him.
No batting for your Sabres. Hudson Sauer. Honestly reminds me of the PJ Morlando with that swing. But you know what? You know who no one compares to?
Carson Bowman.
That's exactly right. Called strike 1 on the fastball.
Ooh.
No, I don't want to stop her. Ball hit foul over here.
I saw that one coming in the wind.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get the foul ball. Send it over here in right field. The pitch to Sauer. 0-2 count. Pitch. Ball low. The curveball. The toss to Flint and Alley. Oh. Oh, no.
So, Jamie, we should have her take a picture.
Okay. Go in between ends. Oh, wow. Nasty sword.
That was out. Not very PGM Orlando.
Out number two.
Not be allowed to.
The pitch, it's an alley. Ball in the dirt. Wind up and the pitch. Ball high. Pitch. Nally, fly ball hit this way. Ball. Out of play.
What's on me?
I'll get that. All right, you got it.
Gibson asks you on the run to the ball. Dog pound really chirping over here. I could have made a better throw though. Yes, Sabres, we take accountability very seriously. Ball high.
How you doing today?
Good. Pitcher Witten. Pitcher Will Nally at the plate. 3-1 count. This is a hitter's count, man. One pitch in one spot.
That was joking.
Ball low. Ball in the dirt. Siffrey scores easily.
Man, Siffrey's having a game.
Nally rounds base is not. Decide to go to second. Already back to the top of the lineup.
Edward is pinch running for Will Nally.
Edward is courtesy running for Will Nally. Back to the top of the lineup already, Will Swanson.
Ball one.
Don't know why he didn't go there. Ball one to Swanson.
Had a huge lead.
Big lead by six over there. Don't not sure what the call is, but wow, humongous lead by Edward. He is stealing ball in the dirt. Gets passed. Eddie could take third, and no, but that is a stolen base for Long. The pitch, ball low. 3-0 count to Swanson. The pitch, Swanson. Ooh. Wow, questionable call there. Really expanding the zone. It's only a 3-0 game. Man, let's not talk about girls on this podcast. 30, come set. The pitch. Ball high. Surprised they didn't call that one, too. Oh, no. Something bad is happening. That's for sure. Now batting Cash Connor of the Sabres. Now we have a special guest, Tucker Siffrey, walking up. Tucker Siffrey with a heck of a game so far. Cash Connor, ground ball. Is Cash going to make it? Oh, wow.
Oh.
Wow, the ball almost hit us.
Oh.
Throw home. And two-run score on the RBI. Two-run score on the RBI.
Huh?
We're doing a podcast.
He just said they suck. Number 17, their first baseman, just admits that they suck.
Time call as there's a tea party happening on the mound.
They have better energy than we do.
Very interesting song.
Hey, are you and Paul?
Mound visit's over. Gillum, strike one swinging.
It was a very quick visit to the mound. Oh, Cash is standing on third after a two-base error.
Cash with the beautiful ground ball. You know, takes the base so easily. That's that Junior Olympic sprinter in there. Cash, huge lead.
Oh, Gilly, Aaron.
Ground ball in the hole. Shortstop makes the error. I don't know why he did not run there, but.
Because these outfielders are not hustling to the ball.
I mean, man, hustle. That's just something you got to have. Like.
You know, there's only like three things that you can, like, or two things you can control in baseball field. Effort and attitude.
And I love that comment by Mr. Askew there. It's a very wise comment by an eighth grader. And I love that because you can't always control what's going on. You can't always control your swing, but you can control the effort. You can control your attitude. And this Cavaliers team does not have very good either.
Who is this up to bat?
30. Gilly steals. Brancati. Ball hit towards us. Actually, or not. That's an infield fly. Pitcher makes the catch. 6-0 Sabres heading to the top of the third. Long over here talking crap. How about that lead on first base, huh? Jason's in his feelings because he struck out. He struck out on the field and in his heart with Caitlin Hegger.
Yo, dude, we're not talking about Gilman's
podcast. Oh, Jason with a nice scoop. Oh, very aggressive throwback
to Gilman.
Heck
of a scoop there, Jason.
Heck of a scoop there, 2-4. That was really funny for a kid that's 5'4".
He's actually 5'3".
Ball goes.
Right,
Edward, pre-game minigame interview. How are you feeling about the game so far today?
We should have like 10 by this inning, but we are not hitting well right now. Our fielding looks great right now, but we aren't getting some calls. So that's all I have to say about the game.
That's it, man?
That's it.
All right, are we going to see you in action today?
Huh?
Are we going to see you in action today?
I just base runs.
All right.
That's it.
See you next time. Get out of here. Get out of here.
No.
Yeah. Jonah Vols. How are you feeling today?
Great.
Are we going to see you in action? Hey, if you want to see, there's something in my locker. If you want to see, there's something in my locker.
You can open the door. Jonah, you just opened the door.
Oh, I'll go get him.
Nally, the pitch. Ball high. See, man, the Sabres team already up 6-0 in 2 innings. With 3 hits. I mean, that's just hard to come by, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, Davis, how are we feeling today? Ooh. Can you turn the sound off your phone, please, Mr. Israel? Now the pitch. Ooh. Oh, I do see a Sabre varsity player up near the coaches. That is Cole Matthews, folks. Matthews, the senior from Sugar Creek, South Carolina. He plays left field. Typically hits seventh in the lineup.
Great pitch.
Yeah, man. It's that varsity team this year. There's something else. Nally, the 2-2. Strike three called. Another backwards K for this young man. Wow. What a performance. I was going to say give him to Jonah, but...
Because you flipped on me when I took the umpires.
Now I'm mad. Birthday boy. Having just a great day so far. A little bit low. Brancati with a nice stop back there.
I
ain't going outside today. Nally with the pitch. Ball low in the dirt.
Dude, that's gotta be like 15. You know that one time you were going for like at least 5 seconds.
Back and fouled off.
Is your soccer game done yet?
I don't know why. The girls' softball team is playing with no hats on. Interesting look for the team. Cold strike two for now.
What's it called?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Advisors?
Yeah.
Oh,
they were
like the face then.
Yeah, the face
was. Man, this grass just needs to be cut out here. Hasn't been cut in a few days. Nally with the pitch. Strike three swinging. Yes, better!
You know, I would go as far as say that Southside Christian Baseball has the nicest field in SC.
Yeah, we still have a no-hitter going. In South Carolina, really. He would say that.
Kill Hannah.
I mean, man, yeah, those Hannah Westside, those are turf fields. We'd rather have... A nice grass field and a nice turf field, man.
I mean, you know, there's just something about that new school crap. I don't really like it.
River Bluff?
Yeah.
Called strike one.
I can name countless teams have a better field.
I mean, personally.
We're talking 1A, we're 100% number
one. I mean, personally, I'm just grateful that we have a field to play on.
I'm just grateful that I get to play on the same field as Carson Bowman. Now.
Carson Bowman, man, that's something else. We haven't talked about him in a while. Let's talk about Carson for a little bit. Carson Bowman, the Demon Deacon, is committed. He's 126. He's committed to Wake Forest. Wow. I mean, that's just gotta be. I mean, man, yo, you gotta be something different. Be committed to Wake Forest as a 26, right?
Yes. I mean, when you throw like how hard? 91.
Yeah, 91.
Very bad.
Baseball. Good. Like,
that?
Hillcrest went down to the Varsity Sabres last night.
Hmm? Was that the Hillcrest
pitcher? Now they come set, and the pitch. Ground ball. Swanson should have time. Throws from the waist. We got three outs. Wow.
Very quick work by.
Very quick work.
Our infield is tough. Our whole JV team is tough.
Anybody, what?
Simon.
He doesn't really know anything.
Now batting south for your South Carolina Sabres, Asher Bocanegra. Freshly single. Asher is. Asher 1-for-1 with a double to right field. Man, Asher's a hot commodity. Sits about 5'7", 5'6", about 175 pounds.
He's like 5'8", 165.
Asher is not 5'8".
He's also not 5'5".
I said 5'6", 5'7". Ball high. That's a good count.
I'm going to give you the general. I don't worry about
that. Different. Sorry, game must be over. Bocanegra batting. Ball low, 3-0 count. Fisher on deck. 1-for-1 with a double. Simpkins in the hole. 1-0-for-1 with a strikeout. Brancati in the pen. I wonder who he's warming up back there. Hey, Cole, who's back there?
Who's back there?
Aaron in the pen. Surprising they'd throw Aaron in this kind of a game. The pitch. Asher with the walk. Stays 1-for-1. Man, I'm gonna leave you to the phone for now. You'll get my jacket.
I'm gonna go get my jacket with you. You leave the phone to Gibson.
Gibson, entertain. Don't say anything bad.
All right, here we go. We got Tucker Siffrey, the Padre scout team, up to bat. We got Asher leading off first. Number 30, surprisingly, still on the mound for the Crusaders of Anderson. The pitch is high. Asher stealing. He's there easy as a throw. Sails into center. Asher walked. Asher now stands on second with Tucker Siffrey up to bat. The count is 1-0. And the Sabres are up 6-0. The pitch is inside to Tucker. He has to jump out of the way of that one. Ooh. 2-0 the count to Tucker as Asher Bocanegra stands on. Oh, Tucker with a high pop up.
Deep center field.
To the shortstop. He makes the play. As Tucker Siffrey screams in defeat, no. He is not happy.
Who wouldn't do that?
Carson Bowman.
Carson Bowman would never do that. Carson Bowman takes it like a man. He's a champ, man.
You know, Wake Forest commit.
USA baseball player. Now batting Jason Simpkins is 0-for-1 with the
strike. Jason Simpkins. Ball high. He has to get out of the way of that one.
Simpkins.
Oh, good curveball in there.
Wow.
Oh, whoa.
No call. I will take it as a Saber fan.
As a Saber fan, you love to see that. But as a, if you're a Crusader of the Anderson fans, you're not happy to see that one.
Cavalier.
Oh,
deep fly ball. Center field. Way back to the track. Oh, caught. Wow.
Right at the fence. I mean,
almost hit the scoreboard. I mean, honestly, I thought that ball was, it looked a lot about the ball last night. That almost went out, but that ball was smoked. Great play by the center fielder of the Cavs.
Who's that, number 7 out there?
All right.
He tracked that ball down like he was a hawk.
That was something else. That's what I'll tell you for sure. It looked like Kobe Cincel out there, man. Now batting Perrin Morlando.
Oh,
deep fly ball. Left field. Could he go backside? No.
Oh, nice. Back-to-back fly out to the warning track,
I mean,
man.
That's got to say something for his power. I mean, going backside as a lefty is just kind of hard here, man. End of the third inning. Good guy 6, bad guy 0. Now pitching for your Southside Christian Sabres.
Oh my
Aaron
gosh, should I warm Willow?
Gillum.
Or Cash?
You don't have a glove.
Donnie.
Hey, Donnie, need a guy out here, Donnie.
Need a guy. I got a ball.
Hey, Donnie, need a little hustle out of you, man. Come on. Hey, Donnie, just because you're not playing in the field doesn't mean you gotta hustle, man. Hey, what? The only two things you can control, we talked about it earlier.
Effort and attitude.
Amen.
Hey, Will. Hey, you have to go full speed here. You just 36
feet. Donnie with the fresh looking cleats.
I'm gonna try snacks again.
What is. Oh, there you are.
Not varsity.
I wonder if the softball team won.
I doubt it.
Do y'all know anybody on that team?
No.
You really don't?
Aaron does.
Oh, yeah. Aaron's ex girlfriend's on the team.
Okay.
Donnie Rumble out here, warm up center field. Now pitching for your Sabres, Aaron Gillum. Gillum, the kick and the pitch. Fouled off, out of play.
Oh, almost at the window.
Oh, great catch by the photographer, Mrs. Atkins.
No, that's a way to get ahead there by Aaron Gillum.
See, his brother, Chape Gillum, is on the middle school team with you. Is that right?
Yep.
What position does Mr. Gabe play?
Gabe is a first baseman and third baseman. He plays the corners.
The corner guy. Aaron Gillum. Oh!
He's going to stand in front of the ball in both positions there.
0-2 count.
What?
Ball, no hitter, gone. Just like that. Nice rip by 34 right there. I mean, that was just a little 0-2 curveball. Just threw his hands out there. Nice little rip.
I hit Dinger's kid.
Big Al.
Yeah, Big Al.
Does kind of look like Big Al. Not in a bad way, though. In a good way. Does hit, look like he is Dinger.
I meant his swing, really.
Nally moves to right field. Cash moves to center field. I forgot to mention that. And Aaron. And
now we have... Aaron Gillum is on the mound.
We've said this like four times. Whoa. Deep fly ball.
Oh, just foul.
Just foul. See, Gillum might be pitching more to her speed. Now he has a little more oomph in his fastball, but Gillum, man, I'm not too sure about that.
And now he likes to hit his spots. Gillum right now.
Another deep fly ball to right field.
That's just foul again.
Also out.
Pretty short lead from the guy on first from number 34.
0-2 count. Ball high. Good pitch on 0-2 count, man. It's a great fastball position on 0-2. I do too. Man, I thought they hit him.
I think you hit Cole's mask.
Ah. And that's a pass ball. Not gonna lie, it's a pass ball. Ball outside. Gillum has worked himself to a 3-2 count, man. That's what we're talking about. Can't do that, man. Can't do that. Gillum, that payoff pitch. Ball four, walks him. Not a good start for the rookie out of ELCA, the freshman. Big family for that Gillum family, man. They got older sister. Aaron has two older sisters, Claire and Megan. Older brother, he plays at Wake Forest. He plays football. And three younger brothers who all play baseball and football. Gillum the pitch. Swing and a miss. Gillum moved from Georgia to South Carolina last year. Gillum attends Southside Christian School. And is a varsity football player. Strike two swinging. Good comeback by Gillum after the walk and the single. See, man, this is 0-2 count, so we got to capitalize right here. Two fastballs away. If I'm coaching pitches right now, I'm calling changeup. Aaron definitely balked, but they did not call it. Aaron, make sure you come set.
I don't think so. Strike three. Kill him with the strikeout.
Watch when he starts, he's so slow, and then he goes, you know what I'm saying? Like that. If he could just build some tempo there, I think he'd be better off.
Let me look.
See what you think. Watch him. Watch him. See that? And then he tries to go, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What do you think, Jake?
Well, so... Like, I think it's different for everyone. So, like, I like to start slow, too, because, like, my thought is my, like, cue is Mozart, and then Metallica. So, I'm slow, slow, okay, and then I go. But, yeah, Aaron Gillum called balk. But I think that I do – I think he can move down the mound a little bit quicker.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm talking about.
I think it's fine coming slow here, but he needs to get more energy flowing.
Right.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
It's down. Then he's trying
hold to strike two.
I mean, I just thought I would see what y'all thought about it. I'm not going to tell him that. I might tell Coach Tech that and see what he thinks about it. But
I definitely agree. I definitely think he has a lot more velo on the tank. He's just leaving. Gillum, 0-2 count. Second and third. Nobody out.
That's solid time.
Pass ball, Brancati. No go from the runner. Yeah.
Scope cool.
What, Gilly? The pitch. Ball inside. 2-2, man. Cannot lose another batter here. Gillum, the main creator of this show. Nah, chair's been broken. Gilly, the 2-2. Ball three almost hits him. This is not a good sign for one. Man, he just needs to get out of his head, just throw strikes. Oh man, I got confidence in my buddy Aaron. Me and Aaron have been through a lot together. Strike, called strike three. The payoff pitch was a fastball down the middle. Took it. Another backwards K. Gillum, come set. The kick and the pitch. Strike one swinging. Wind up and the pitch. 2-1 pitch. Gillum, come set. Ew. That was a sword if I've ever seen one. Wow. Gillum with the beautiful pitch. Aaron comes set, 2-2. The windup and the pitch. Strike three. Gets him with the high fastball. Strike three swinging. Good pitch by Gilly to get out of a jam. Hudson Sauer looks tired. Heading to the bottom of the fourth. Yeah, it's tough. Here, Tucker Siffrey. What are your thoughts on the game so far, man? Hey.
Oh, you're going?
Don't.
I didn't know. I said shoot.
Tucker Schaefer, how are you feeling about the game so far today?
Pretty good. I missed a meatball on my second at bat. Hit it probably a orbit high, but you know, it's pretty good. I had a good double for an RBI in the first inning, right to right center. But yeah, we're up 6-0 and we're playing good. Like I said, we're going to come out here and dominate, and that's what we're doing.
That's all I'd like to hear. Thank you, Mr. Siffer.
Yep.
Wind up and the pitch. Deep fly ball by Nally. Get out of here, ball. Get out, ball. Warning track. This one gets down. Nally, round second. And he stays on second. Stand up double. Nally with a tough double celly. Man, this Sabres JV team is just raking, man. Now batting for your Sabres leadoff second baseman, Will Swanson. Will Swanson. Still in the game as a pitcher. Come set. The pitch. Strike one taken. Called. The pitch. Oh, another deep fly ball. Center field. Caught by the center fielder. Man, He's been tracking down balls all day. Swanson visibly upset by that fly out. Slammed his helmet. Cash Connor batting for your Sabres, your two-hole hitter. Connor played on the dirtbag national team this past summer. Connor takes ball one high. 30. Come set. The pitch. Cash. Another deep fly ball. Man, that center fielder. He's just a ball hawk out there. Reminds me a little bit of Sam Hain. Just absolutely tracking every ball he sees down. Little Sam Hain, Brock Holder type action in center field. Aaron Gillum's walk-up song is absolutely trash.
Almost embarrassing.
That second-hand embarrassment for Gilly there. Wow, almost gets hit by the first pitch.
You might as well take that. That's
like you don't deserve to get a hit after that walk-up song. Wow. Y'all don't hear it, folks. It was Narco. Narco. Boom, 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 boom. It was terrible. Wow. Garrett, Aaron, with the... He will easily be safe. That's an infield single.
Yes, sir.
Hey, baby.
Hey, single's a
single. Was that a bunt or a hit?
That was, in fact, a hit. Now batting Brancati 0 for 2 on the day with a strikeout. Cameras. I'm going on Saturday.
That's tough.
How
do
you say
he's
blue?
Yep.
No,
blue. Hey, Brancati, the cleanup batter today. Brancati's dad is an assistant softball coach, so you gotta wonder, are these jeans good? I'm going outside. Beautiful walk-up song. I mean, we followed up one of the worst ones in the whole entire building by one of the best. Ball low. Gilly will take second base, and now he will easily score 7-0 Sabres.
Yeah.
Man, Aaron could have been on third there, but...
You probably had, like, a half steal on. You didn't know he was supposed to go if it got
that
right.
Camera.
I think Aaron might be stealing here.
I did not see the sign.
He might be going here.
Brancati.
See, he's trying to pitch him inside.
Sets up inside. Pitch by 30.
Aaron goes.
Gilly easily safe. Not even a play, really.
That was a play. Whoa, buddy. That was a play.
Nah, I got confidence in my runner. Incoming Nelson Vaughn and George Massengale. Do I see Carson Bowman? Do I see Carson Bowman? I hope so.
No, you do not.
Brancati ripped through the gap. That'll score another one for the Sabres.
Out of board.
Oh my God,
Jordan Vohl's making his baseball debut today. Girlfriend in the stands.
Yeah.
Jonah Vohl's into the game to run.
Let's go, Jonah.
Let's go, three.
Hit.
Wow. Just a beautiful display of sportsmanship by Brancati to give up his running spot, Vohl's. Boca Negra back up to hit. Boca is 1-for-1 with a double and a walk. Jonah, big lead at first base. Wow, man, that's... That's something else. I think he might be stealing. Nope. Jonah with the secondary. Bolo.
I think we get a bigger secondary out of Jonah right
here. He doesn't know what the secondary is.
Y'all didn't know it was his first time ever playing baseball, but man, he's doing good for it. 30 comes set in the pitch. Boca. Ball high.
I don't think Jonah's too worried about his back pitch here.
And like we've been talking about.
He's not taking a secondary. Huh? Stop.
Like we've been talking about here, man. I mean, flawless. Ball low. Jonah. First stolen base as a Saber. Low-key looking speedy out there.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah! We're going to take the SaberCast to go talk to Nelson Vaughn and George Massengale. George Massengale, our winning pitcher from last night. They're going to wait through the dugout and maybe talk to some players. What's up, fellas?
Get out of here.
Say hi to the GameCast.
Eddie.
We're here talking with George Massengale, the winning pitcher from the Hillcrest game last night.
What is up? How are y'all doing?
Dord, what's your yeah, what's your thoughts on the game last night, man?
It was a big win for the team. Team won, had everything working, had some scouts here. You gotta love it. I mean, it's all about getting these wins, boys.
Love to hear it. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Nelson Vaughn. Okay, I had a second call. Nelson Vaughn, big night for you tonight. How are we feeling before the big promposal?
Calm, cool, collective.
He's nervous.
A little nervous,
nerdy.
Can't lie.
He's nervy.
Pretty basic sign. Had to go with crumble cookie, just prom question
mark. Little chumachichi.
Trumble.
You asked my sister to prom.
Claire, will you chuchu chum with tree?
Claire, if you're hearing this, Nelson's asking you prom.
You pitch?
How'd you do?
He lost the no-hitter.
Okay, whatever, Jake. But you're all
You pitched good.
How many innings?
He threw one. Now through the first three. You're actually not pitching bad.
You about to go back?
Yeah.
Freaking you're slowing down. You're slowing down a little bit too much, though. Like, when you're here, you're kind of going, and you're just kind of throwing. You'd be loose. Like, you look really tight when you're pitching. Just throw looser. See, Nelson Vaughn, he had one of our only three, well, honestly, really two hits last night. We didn't have three hits. They gave us. How are you feeling about three hits last night?
I'm feeling good. You know, I couldn't have done it without my teammates, especially Aaron on the side, just pulling for me, being encouraging.
Yeah, and Aaron's the real guy here behind the band this year with the Sabre Gamecast. I'm just I'll cover the JV games this season. Aaron will be covering the varsity games. Aaron is the true glorious king here. But you guys, everyone knows who our true king is.
Carson Bowman.
Carson Bowman.
Demon Deacon.
The Demon Deke himself. Dude, they've been.
How did this get approved?
Oh, wow, Simpkins, swing and foul back. Cole Matthews, as we were talking about.
There you go.
The left fielder.
Jay Simp here, the bat. Oh, one count, two outs. Runners on. Oh, wait, bases loaded.
The kick and the pitch.
See a ball. That ball's gone.
Is it gone?
Oh. Would have been gone if it was fair. Gone if it's fair.
How long have you been doing?
58 minutes. We're 0-2 here. Got to shorten up here.
Save your Gamecast,
right? Here we go. Two-strike approach, baby. Why now?
Play-by-play commentary.
Number 24, come on.
It'll be posted on Spotify.
24, here we go. Oh, ball. Whoa.
It's free. It's a GoFundMe for charity. It's for the Turn 2 Foundation.
Tucker over there at first base. Looking sexy as always.
I know it's there, Jesus found
him. I spent my come whole set. Entire
the pitch.
Making a website today.
And catcher just took his head to the ball. Like that, okay.
What is the game about?
You don't do that?
Mm.
He like headbutts it every time.
All right, here we go. Here we go, big 2-4. Kobe Bryant here at the bat. Here we go, the pitch.
They'd get a table and
oh, strike three. Special looking. Mm. Tough pitch.
0 for 3 today with 3 strikeouts. A little bit like Cole Matthews.
Hey, it's because they're throwing freaking 60 poo, bro.
You know, man, it's a team game, and the team's winning right now. That's all we're caring about.
Hey, tomorrow, team enough.
End of the four. End of the.
Reeves Israel signing off.
Reeves Israel heading out. End of the fourth inning. Good guys, 8. Bad guys, 0. Gilly? Gilly on the mound, top of the fifth.
Why is Brinkati's chest protector sideways?
And the pitch call the rest of the game is fastball down the middle. Gilly comes set, kick and the pitch. Strike one. Good pitch by, wow. Good pitch by Gilly. You would think in an 8-0 game, the strike's going to be a little bit expanded, but guess not. That's all we're doing. It's play-by-play commentary. Gilly and the pitch. Ball high. Wow, makeup call right there.
Jack's man on earth.
Yes, he said that.
It's a makeup call if I've ever seen one, folks. Number one, come set. The windup and the pitch. Ball high.
2-1 count.
What is it? Do you like pause it?
Yeah, I can pause it.
Let's go, Gilly.
Brancati. We have a new left fielder in the game.
Yes, sir.
Strike two called.
Yes, sir.
New left fielder in the game. Donovan Rumble enters the game for.
See, Zoe made a post.
Lucas Kreider.
Yeah, I'm like a last
post. Zoe's post was tough.
Diamond Rumble is in left field. Gilly kick in the pitch. Strike three swinging. One down for the Sabres.
Yeah.
We did nail scared of the ball. Bro, I was
one out.
Like yearbook thing for the quote.
She asked me the
ball
one.
Question. One out.
What's it like?
There was one that was like, what's your favorite moment? And I was like, tell him Chris Church we'll see them in Cancun after.
You said that?
Yeah.
So funny. I remember I was right behind Wiggy. Margie's the funny thing. Margie's the first
one. I see y'all in Cancun, boys.
And Margie's like,
he was
right around. I was getting
a boy.
I thought Wiggy was so
cool. Oh, I was so mad. I sat in the bullpen for 5 innings that game because George was cramping the whole entire game. My adrenaline pumping through my veins. 2-1 count. Aaron comes set. Kick and the pitch. Called strike two.
They got a single
shot on that.
They have one hit. If they don't score,
yeah, I think
it's 8-5.
Gilly comes set. Wind up in the pitch. Ball low. We'll head to 3-2 count. Gilly. Payoff pitch. Strike three called. Two down for the Sabres. One out count for Aaron. Aaron comes up. Kick in the pitch. Fouled off. Straight back. Not seem very happy right there. 1-1 count.
Yes, sir.
Strike two. What a pitch by Gillen. Aaron's younger brother, Gabe Gillen, was on the middle school team.
2-2 count. We're clapping it up.
1-2 count. Gillen, the pitch.
Just me.
Fouled off. Straight back onto the softball field.
Let me go, honestly. I'm going to go, too. We go on machine or no?
Yeah, we have a machine.
1-2 count.
Yeah, that's probably good. All
right. Payoff pitch. Into the dugout. Line drive. Had to get out of the way over here.
Oh, my God. Watch out.
Reminded me a little of the line drive in the Hillcrest game yesterday.
Right there.
That was him every at bat.
Foxhole move would have been.
Foxhole move would have been to catch the ball.
Yeah, you would have caught the ball.
Sacrifice your head for the ball. Gilly the pitch.
Ooh.
Ground ball, sour. Yeah. Last time, stepped on it. That was the end of the half inning.
Stay down, kid.
Woo!
I'm now Doug.
Wow. 20, new pitcher in for the Anderson Cavaliers. The pitch.
Hey, up in the box. Hey,
up in the box, Doug.
Strike one called the Hudson Sour.
His brother's going to drill you when we play. His big brother's going to drill you.
Hudson Sour fouled off to the right side.
Stay back, Tug.
Up in the box.
Hey,
5-2.
I'm not asking. I have to stay in the back. There you go.
Hayden. Is that Hayden?
Pitch by 20. Hudson Sour strikes out for the third time tonight. Not an ideal game for 14. Visibly upset right here.
Who is that now? That was Hayden Henley.
Way to get that chi, Danny.
Is he coming?
Huh? Somebody get that G, man.
What are you doing?
G. Should I go interview him?
Is that Miss Cook's? What's Miss Cook's daughter?
No, it's Kreider's sister.
Oh, yeah, it is.
They look alike.
Should I go interview him?
Who?
Hudson.
I should interview him.
See, Matt? On the podcast from last night.
Nah, my part was pretty funny.
Yeah, yours was fine. Line up and the pitch.
Somebody sent it to me last night. I was dying.
Ball outside. 3-0 count for Nally.
Yeah, Hillcrest is not very good.
Green light. Four errors in right, hasn't he?
Strike one called an out. Edward Long on deck for your Sabres. Oh, Mr. Air watching the game.
Mr. Air.
Nally, ground ball. Fair ball.
You're there,
Nally.
He's safe.
He didn't even touch the bag.
What a hustle play by Will Nally.
Will Nally did not even touch the bag, if we're being honest here.
Wow.
The whole dugout knows it. Everybody in the stadium.
Now batting Edward Long. What a walk-up song.
Will did not even touch the bag.
Hey, does someone want to come with me and interview Mr. Air?
Dude, why don't we have this year's walk-up songs yet?
Hey, walk with me to go interview Mr. Air. He likes me.
Oh, not Revolver.
Walk with me interview Mr. Air real quick.
Right there.
No.
Just walk with me.
No, Mr. Air likes me, bro.
I'm not. See, Matt, come with
my reputation. Mr.
He literally told us we could interview him today.
What? Who?
And Matt, Mr. Air. Hey, Fresh. Ground ball. See, Matt, come with me. All right, I'll go by myself then. Wait, I'm gonna ask him first.
I'm not in.
How about like it was like?
Hey, Fresh. Edward, in the box. 0-2 count. Mr. Air, do you want to be part of the podcast? You want to be interviewed on the podcast?
Not really.
Okay.
I will give my opinion there.
Pause. What's your opinion on the call?
Definitely a bot. He came up off that front foot.
Thank you, Mr. Air. Thank you for your opinion. Pitch to Long. Fouled off. Wasn't that bad by Long so far. One for one. There was one day.
Remember that one day whenever he hit three loopers in the same spot and Nelly got pissed.
Hey, let's watch old language on the Sabre Gamecast, please. Or PG. Strike three called Long. Now batting Cash Connor. No, Aaron's walk-up song is bad.
What's that? What's
it's like you'll hear it. You have to hear it, dude.
Why
did
they have their own walk-up songs? We can't have
good spit.
Huh?
Good take by Cash Connor. I don't know.
That's so dumb. Why did they get a DVR?
Dude, Brancati's is tough.
Really?
Yes, dude.
I am.
You are. The famous owner of the walk-up song I Am is here right now. Francis Marion Commit 2025, Tyler Bowman. Cash Connor.
Cash the Flash.
Wow.
Disgusting.
Very questionable call, that's for sure. Get a little background on Cash Connor. He's a former junior Olympic sprinter.
Come on, Cam, money.
Okay. Yes, bro. I swear.
Nally leads off second base.
Nally steals second base. Not
ball outside. Ball hits the dirt. Good block by the catcher right there.
On a base knot by Cash Connor.
It's gonna get us electric.
We're gonna get the
crowd. Hey, go Cash. We go 7 with
kid.
We should
do a TikTok. We should make a TikTok account.
Line up and the pitch. Ball high to Cash Connor. 3-2 with payoff pitch. Cash Connor takes ball four. Aaron Gillum up to the plate. Aaron Gillum's walk-up song is absolutely terrible.
He's got to get Aaron.
Whenever he walks, you got to get the slow.
Go ahead.
I'm him walk.
Aaron Gillum up to the plate. Pass ball. The Sabres look at the extra base.
Base knock.
Base knock scores two. Pitch to Gilly. Ball high. 2-0 count. This is a hitter's count. I mean, Mr. Bowman, what's your favorite count to hit in?
Oh. I like a little count.
Mr. Rastigo, what was your favorite? What would you say your favorite count to hit in this?
I'd say 2-0.
2-0.
Love me a 2-0 count.
Okay.
To the fastball proved.
Oh, interesting.
That's not you. That is not you.
What's your favorite count to hit in, Mr. Nelson Vaughn?
Definitely a 2-0 count.
Definitely 2-0.
Yeah, they got to come at me.
See, I'm like an 0-2 kind of guy, you know? The more under pressure I am, the better I hit.
I'm going to remember that.
Pass ball. Nally going home. Nally easily scores. Winning run on third base.
Did he get his three? Who else is with
both Claire's.
Claire, Loon, and Loon's here.
Are they going to
the Gilly? Ball four taken. His walk-up song is so tough.
This one?
Frank Gotti?
Yes.
Walmart Gallon still alone?
Let's go. Chino.
Walmart Gallon?
Oh,
Walmart Gallon.
Did you
see what?
Nil.
Nil.
That's how'd he get this song?
I don't know, bro. They didn't check it. I'm
going
outside today.
Kind of just. I'm about to change one.
Hey, no, you're Khalil Tolson. Cole Brancati could drive in the winning run here as the Gillum family has made an appearance to the game.
That's hardly a long
sleep. Brancati, deep ball.
Good ball.
Right field. Yells misses, runs down the line.
Look at my headlights. My headlights on or off?
On.
And the game after 5. Sabres 9. Cavaliers 0. And that'll be the game, folks. Southside Christian Sabres 9. Cavaliers 0.